meet your girl back for another video. Wanted to make a video on something that is going on right now. There's something going on right now that happens every single year around this time. That is, you're going to see a lot of single mothers' income tax falling.
It's income tax season, and right now, when you go to, like, different stores and different places, you're going to see a lot of single mothers spending that income tax refund. They get a, you know, a huge chunk of change around this time of the year, and they like to, you know, do what's called income tax balling. So, I just came back from the store, and I noticed that they had a whole bunch of single mothers in line in front of me, you know, buying, you know, new comforter sets, new bathroom sets, new clothes for themselves, new, you know, Jordans, all kinds of stuff for themselves. And, you know, they'll be, you know, unmarried with a whole bunch of children with them. Very, very common in the inner cities. Now, I also noticed they had a Jackson Hewitt set up inside Walmart, and they had quite a few single mothers lined up with all their kids with them, and you'll see that they have copies of all their children's social security cards on a piece of paper. One lady had about 11 social security numbers, and that's one for every one of her children, and she's going to get, you know, they get what's called the earned income tax credit. That's when you, you know, you're fairly poor and you make under a certain amount of money, you get to claim your children on there, and you get the earned income tax credit per child. I have an acquaintance that's a single mother. She gets free Section 8 housing. She doesn't have to live in the projects either. She's actually able to take her Section 8 voucher, and she's able to rent in a very nice neighborhood, like a 3-bedroom, 2-bath home, full garage and everything. Very nice home. You know, I have people in my neighborhood that are on Section 8, and it's just not fair that they can do that, where everyone else owns their home and works very hard to do so. And anyways, she gets to rent a very beautiful home with a big backyard for free. She pays nothing for it, and she also gets food stamps, free health care, free daycare for her children, free dental care because she has braces now, free everything, free school supplies when school starts for kids. She gets free gas in her car, like the government gives her what's called like a gas allowance where they put gas in her car. And she doesn't work. She has several kids from several different men. She's never been married. And, you know, a thing that she does is she'll move different boyfriends in the home, and this is very common with single mothers in America. They will move a boyfriend into the home, and, you know, that boyfriend won't work. Like my acquaintance, her boyfriend doesn't work. He actually, you know, uses her welfare benefits. They live together. She lies about having someone live with her so they can get as many benefits as they can. And also, all the fathers of her children are on child support, so she gets that income. And her children, you know, she doesn't spend the money on her children. What's very common with single mothers in America, they don't spend their money on their children. They typically will spend it on their new boyfriend and themselves. And this has got to stop. You know, then every year they get a bonus. They get to income tax ball. And basically, a lot of single mothers don't work. They get, you know, on welfare. But the thing is, there's a little secret that they do. They have other people that do work claim their children. And that person will give them the money, and they'll get, the person that claimed the children will get a few dollars out of it, you know, to claim the children. So that's a little scheme that single mothers do. I know a lot of single mothers that do this. I'm around a lot of single mothers. They're everywhere. If you live in a city, you probably see a lot of them. This is very common. This is something that has been encouraged by the left. The Democrats have created the welfare state, the single mother syndrome of America. Basically, the Democrats, like President Obama, have encouraged single mothers to not get married. If you have children out of wedlock, we will reward you with free everything, free housing, free everything, and we will put the father on child support and take him for everything he has.
the left encourages them. So women don't have an incentive to want to settle down, get a job, take care of themselves, and take care of their own children. The incentive is stay single, have sex out of wedlock, sleep around, have children irresponsibly, and the government will take care of you. The Democratic Party has convinced women that the government can take care of them from the cradle to the grave. This has got to stop. It has created generations of lazy women. Lazy women and men that don't want to be fathers, you know, because, you know, women just don't want to settle down as much when they become a single mother because they can get everything for free. I have a lot of acquaintances that do this, and they don't get married. They just date different men. They sleep around irresponsibly. There's no consequences for it, none. They can have as many kids as they want out of wedlock. The government will give them more and more free stuff. And every year they'll get thousands of dollars on their income taxes, and they get to go blow it on whatever. My acquaintance right now just got about $11,000 back because she has so many kids, and she's taking her new boyfriend shop and buying them all kinds of new Jordans, new clothes, bought him a new truck, bought him all kinds of stuff. And the children walk around in rags. Y'all, this has got to stop. The Democrats, now that they're not in office, I hope the new administration does something about this. There needs to be consequences. I'm not a single mother. I never had children out of wedlock. I never did anything like that. And the thing is, I wasn't, you know, lucky for them. I was responsible. I didn't do those kind of things, so therefore those kind of things didn't happen to me. Women don't just wake up pregnant. These single mothers are not victims. They didn't just have five kids out of nowhere. They chose to sleep around with men that they're not going to marry, that they're not going to be with. They choose that, and they have these children. This is not, they're not innocent by any means. They chose this. There needs to be responsibility when you have children. If you have children, they're your responsibility, not the government, not mine, not my tax money. It's your responsibility. If you can't take care of your children, you need to use birth control, or you need to be more responsible with your womb. There's, you know, Planned Parenthood has like 31 flavors of birth control. They're like Baskin and Robbins over there, and women are still getting pregnant irresponsibly. This has got to stop. If we take away the welfare for these single mothers, I know a lot of you are going to say, well, what about the children? The children are going to be hurt by this. The children are hurting anyway. Do you really think those children have it good right now being raised by a single mother? Fellas, if you're watching this, comment below what it was like to be raised by a single mother. I know a lot of single mothers out here that talk to their children like they're trash, especially their sons. Sons growing up with single mothers have it extra hard because their mother talks to them like they're trash, and I believe it's because the single mother hates the child's father. The son reminds them of the man that they hate so much that they allow to impregnate them. Makes no sense, I know. But believe it or not, that's what these women do. I had an acquaintance tell me one time, God, I hate that little bastard talking about her son, and I say, why? Because that little bastard reminds me of his stupid-ass deadbeat dad. And I said, well, you allowed him to impregnate you. Didn't you think about that before you laid down or stood up or did whatever you did to get pregnant by him? It's stupid. These women need consequences. Let's take all the welfare away, no income tax balling, none of this stuff. And women will be more responsible. I'm telling you now, they will think twice before they allow a man to impregnate them that they hardly know. They will think about the consequences. I'm going to have these children. I'm not going to have any way to support them. There won't be any welfare, no more money, no more free house, no more free food, no more free everything, and no more child support. So I'm going to think twice. It's not just the man's fault. Women need to be held accountable. Women choose to sleep with the man that they get impregnated by. It's not just the man's fault. These women are not innocent. We need consequences, and we need to address people being irresponsible. This has got to stop. Welfare should only be for people who become disabled when they worked or people that physically are unable to work and that really just can't. And it needs to be for people that, you know, have put in and worked. If they get in an accident or they get disabled temporarily or if there's something wrong, it should not just be there for people to use when they're irresponsible and sleep around. These single mothers need to be stopped. This is disgusting, and it has gotten completely out of control. And I hope and pray the new administration makes it harder for women to obtain welfare. These single mothers, I'm around them all the time. I go check out at the store. I'm couponing, clipping to get my groceries. They're getting steak, shrimp, whatever they want, and buying anything for their house that they want, driving new cars. You know, I'm driving an old, you know, my car is about 15 years old. It's a piece of junk, but this is, you know, what I can afford. It's paid off, and I can't get a new car. These single mothers will literally use their food stamp card with 5 children from different men with them and go get in a brand new car that they have. This is wrong. We have to do something about this. So I just wanted to make a video and let you all know this is really going on. I see it all the time, and we really need to put a stop to it. But till next time, see you back on my next video.